大卫牧师这一次来回去，他说他很快乐。
Pastor David came and said that went back to Taiwan and said that this trip he was very happy.
他非常宝贵，这边弟兄姊妹在一起的聚会。
He cherishes the time, the meetings with the brothers and sisters in this church.
他最近跟我说，撒杜牧师最近释放一个信息。
He told me that recently, Pastor Sadu mentioned a message.
他觉得那个话很宝贵，他鼓励我，也请我鼓励弟兄姐妹。
He thought it was very precious, so he used it to encourage me and reminded me to encourage the brothers and sisters here.
撒杜牧师说，有时候我们期待教会复兴，好像就是很多场面很浩大，一般是这样。
Pastor Sadu said that a lot of the times when we ask, when we expect a church to have revival, a lot of times is in the increase in activities or the number of people.
他说，但是现在这个复兴要很实质的复兴，就是我们每个人要寻求向自己死。
But he said that now the real revival comes from within each of us, and to have us to be crucified with the cross.
Die to ourselves. 然后呢，我们的家人彼此切实相爱，一家一家的被神建立起来。
And that the family members, the brothers and sisters, love one another so that it's one family at a time.
我就跟大家彼此分享哈。好，最近呢，这一阵子我们跟弟兄姊妹一起研读但以理书。
Recently, we're reading the book of Daniel in our meeting.
我们得了很大的提醒跟祝福。
We receive a lot of blessings.
比如说
，For example，
从第二章第三章
，From chapter 2 and chapter 3，
我们知道第二章第三章的内容。好
，We know the content of chapter 2 and chapter 3。
我们看到神让尼布甲尼撒王亲自听到。亲耳听到神能够显明深奥的隐秘的事。
We see that from chapter 2, King Nebuchadnezzar, that we can clearly hear from the Lord,
就是借着但以理
through Daniel,
把奥秘的事讲出来，而且解释出来。
To reveal the things that are mysterious and to explain it.
第三章
and chapter
3, 他亲眼看到
in chapter 3, he saw it with his own eyes.
但以理的三个朋友
that Daniel's three friends,
他忠心地为神站住
that they stood for the Lord faithfully.
被丢进火炉里
they were thrown into the furnace.
这个尼布甲尼撒王亲眼看到
，and this king he saw with his own eyes.
这些忠心为神而活的圣徒
，these saints that live faithfully for the Lord，
在试炼的火炉中
，that when they were in the furnace，
神子与他们同在
，the Son of God was with them。
保护他们不受伤害
，protecting them from harm。
你看，他是不是蒙了神很大的怜悯
？So in a way, he has received a lot of mercy from the Lord.
听到这样的见证，看到这样的见证
，to hear this testimony and to see for himself this testimony.
所以一直到第三章的时候
，so that in chapter 3,
他说这些圣徒的神是万神之神，是万王之王。
So that in chapter 3, he said that the king, the God of these saints are the God of gods.
是应当称颂的。
That they should be praised.
所以呢，这个神是 应当称颂的。所以他通告整个帝国的人，不准谤读这一位神。
And so that this God is worthy of praise, and that so he told all the peoples in the land that they cannot speak illy of them.
Yeah. 如果谤读这位神要重惩，
that if they speak bad of the God, that they will receive punishment.
尽管他有这些知识跟看见，
and even though he has these insights,
他的生命仍然很骄傲。
His life was still very proud.
对不对？所以当我看到这个呢，我里边得到一个很大的一个提醒。
So when I saw this, I had my heart had a great was reminded.
神的心什么？神拯救我们，为要重新塑造我们。
And God's heart is that when He redeems us, He wants to completely recreate us.
你看，但以理给他当到第四章。第四章他做了梦，但以理劝他，好叫那个不好的事不会临到他，他仍然骄傲。
In chapter 4, he had a dream, and when Daniel reminded him not to do anything bad, he was still very proud.
一直到神来摸他。
So, it was until that God actually touched him.
神降卑他。拆毁他。
God humbled him and even destroyed him in a way.
到日子满足的时候，聪明才又复归于他。
Until the days were fulfilled, only then was wisdom restored to him.
所以那个时候，他就真的打从心底来称颂神。我们看一下但以理书第四章三十四节。
And then it was only then that he was able to praise the Lord and rejoice in the Lord from his heart, from the bottom of his heart.
第四章三十四节。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 4, verse 34.
我们来读哈。我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神，他的权柄是永有的，他的国存到万代，世上所有的居民都算为虚无，在天上的万军和世上的居民中，他都凭自己的意志行事，无人能拦住他的手或问他说，你做什么呢？
Okay, so from 34 to 35, at the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High. I honor and glorified him who lives forever. His dominion is an external dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, what have you done?
你知道尼布甲尼撒王是非常强的一个王。你看那个整个那个四个国金银铜铁代表四个，他是最 top 的那个王。
And you know that the king Nebuchadnezzar is that how you say is huh? Nebuchadnezzar is a very strong king. He was the top.
他居然经历了神这样的制作以后，他打从心底说，世上所有的居民都算为虚无，神的国是存到永远的。
And after all this, he was actually able to say that, the Lord is the only one to be glorified, and everything else counts as nothing.
天上的万军，地上的居民，在这个当中，他都凭自己的意志行事。
the heavens and the sky, and then the people on the earth, like God can do whatever he wants according to his will.
当我读到这个，我说主啊。 我们如果要真正打从心底来赞美你，那就是我们经验到你的救恩，我们会感谢他，对不对？一开始我们是因着信。Okay,
so Lord, we said, so Lord, if we want to be able to praise you, it's because we have truly experienced your salvation.
一开始我们是因着信，因着听到别人的见证，所以我们来相信。
So in the beginning, it's through faith that we were hearing from other people's testimonies that we believe.
那我们就愿意来配合神的这个吩咐。
And that we're willing to work with the Lord's command.
然后圣灵就赐给我们，就在我们生命中做工。
And then the Holy Spirit is given unto us. So that it works within our hearts.
那所以圣经讲得救不是只有一次，第一次的得救很重要，对不对？重生第一次。So
in the Bible it says that salvation is not just a one-time event. The first time it is, you know, salvation is very important.
腓立比书那边讲到说，得救再得救。In
Philippians it says that salvation after salvation.
他那边讲到说，我们要恐惧战惊，做成得救的功夫。
There it says that we need to have fear and trepidation to
work out 那个不是我们做，意思就是说， 这个就是为什么撒杜讲说要向自己死。等一下我们会继续讲这个哈，就是。 当神显明他的心意在我们里面，我们有天人交战。So
that when God's will is revealed within us, there is a spiritual battle within us.
那我们如果在那个时候，我们否定我们自己。And
so at that time, if we deny ourselves,
就像刚刚菊花祷告的，让神显为大。Just
like what Sister Jihua said in her prayer that. We magnify the Lord.
让神在我们的生命中赢了。So
that let the Lord be victorious in our lives.
那我们就更深一层的得救。And
then we receive salvation more deeply.
所以神呼召我们就是要这样的制作我们。
So when God calls us, He wants to transform us in this way.
使我们生命的实质有他真理的仁义跟圣洁。So
that the reality of our lives has this His truth and holiness.
Yeah, 这样子，他照我们的目的。
And this way, the way the goal that he has, the purpose that he has created us, will be accomplished.
以弗所书是一卷论及神教会的书信。
Ephesians is
是一卷 talk about.
Oh, okay. It's a book that talks about the Church of God.
Yeah. 我们知道教会是什么？教会是一群人，是一群神从世界呼召出来的。And
we know that church is God's people that God has called out from the world.
所以，如果我们真的是神教会的人，我们是从这个世界被呼召出来的。And
so that if we are really God's people, we are separated, we're sanctified from the world.
Yeah, 那以弗所书讲到这个教会。 从第一章到第六章都讲到跟教会有关的事。So
in Ephesians, from chapter 1 to 6, it talks about different churches.
我们来看第一章的第四到第六节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 4 to 6.
我们一起来读哈。
Okay, let us read it together.
这两三节，第一章，以弗所书第一章。以弗所书。第一章四到六节。
Okay, my name.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
So verses 4 through 6, For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in according with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
那这个第四节讲到神拣选我们的目的是什么
So verse 4 it says it talks about the purpose that God redeems us and what is it?
他拣选我们
He chose us
就使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵
He chose us in him before the creation so that we canBe holy and blameless in his sight.
能够有这样的圣洁，是因为有份于神儿子的生命。
So if we can have this kind of holiness, it's because we take part in the life of Jesus.
要达成这样的目的，是要透过神荣耀丰富的恩典。
And to reach this goal.It's through God's glorious grace.
Abundant grace.
Abundant grace.
而这些恩典是在他爱子耶稣基督里赐给我们的。
And these grace are given through his beloved son, Jesus Christ.
所以当神为这样伟大的目的按着他的时候，一步一步的，在他百姓的生命中，达成的时候。
And when such wonderful and great goal has been accomplished in the hearts of God's people.
In His time.
In His time.
And step by step.
Step by step.
这是我们一生的旅程，这个工作一直在进行。
And this work is continue throughout our journey in life.
所以这个时候呢，神荣耀的恩典就得着称赞。
And so at this point in time, God's glorious grace will receive praises.
有一首歌说。我用神的爱来爱你，我用神的爱真诚的来爱你。
There's a hymn that says that I love you through the love of Jesus Christ, through God's love, and genuine love.
因为我看到你里面有王的荣美。
Because I see that in you there is the beauty of the Lord.
真的，神会。我们不是一步就完全，但是一步一步，神逐渐在改变我们。
And it's real. Even though we're not we don't reach that goal in one step, but step by step, we're being transformed each and every day.
那个第八节，第一章第八节，他说，这个恩典是神用诸般智慧、聪明，充充足足赏给我们的。
So chapter 1 verse 8 says that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding.
我的领受是这一句话，这一句话跟保罗，这个书信是保罗写的，可是保罗在罗马书第八章也讲到另外一句话，我们常常讲的，这两句话意思是一样的。
And my interpretation of this is that this is very similar to what it says in Romans chapter 8. The two verses are parallel.
第八章二十八节。
So chapter 8, Romans chapter 8.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
我觉得这根据我的体会，我觉得这两句话意思是一样的，在讲同样一桩事。
According to my, from what I took from this, I think that it's talking about the same thing.
所有的事互相效力。
All things work together.
要带给爱他的人益处，爱神的人益处。
To bring good and benefits to the people who love him.
神是最伟大的导演。
God is the greatest director.
他编剧，他导演。
He writes the scripts and he directs it.
怎么说呢？我们看诗篇一百三十九篇十六节。
How do we say this? So let's look at Psalm chapter
一三九
139
十六节
verse 16。
那边告诉我们说
，It says right here，
我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了；你所定的日子，我尚未度一日。或者说我被造的肢体尚未有其一，你都写在你的册上了。
So verse 16 it says, Your eye saw my unformed body, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
那神都写在册上了，我们一生会经过什么事，神都是，他是全知的神，将来会发生什么他都知道，我们会经过什么事他都知道，那他的编剧，对不对？然后他把我们引到这个人生的路径。
Okay, so God knows everything that will happen to us even before we were born. So everything, so because of this, he is really the greatest director, the greatest script writer.
但是他并没有造我们成为机器人。
But yet he did not make us into robots.
他给我们自由意志。
He gives us self-will.
他是想要赢得我们来成为他的爱人。
He wants to win us so that we can become his lover.
来跟他一起分享生命的这个筵席。
To come and enjoy with him life's abundant feast.
就是他的 life 的 partner, 一个伙伴。
So that we can be a life partner with him.
甚至跟我们全然合为一。
So that he can become one.
希望我们成为他的妻子。
So that we can become one with him, so that we can be his bride.
他是想这样。
This is what God wants.
他渴望这样。
And this is what God desires.
但是他并不勉强，不强迫我们来得到他所要的。
And yet he doesn't force us to receive what he wants for us.
这个就是雅各书第二章第七节跟第三章第五节。
And this is what the Song of Songs said.
雅各书第二章第七节跟第三章第五节，他怎么讲？他这边就讲说
，Psalms, Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 7。
耶路撒冷的众民子啊，我指着羚羊或田野的母鹿嘱咐你们，不要惊动，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他们自己，等他自己情愿。
Okay, so Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 7. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you by the gazelles and by the does of the field, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires.
他这边呢，他尊重这个他所爱的这一位。好，他那个你知道，羚羊都跑得很快，母鹿也跑得很快。他说：“你们不要用你们的方法一直在那边 stir， 让他来爱我。不不不，我要他自己情愿来爱我。”
So, God says that He doesn't want, people to stir to be stirred so to love Him, but that He wants His lover to love Him by His own desire.
By her own desire. 我们知道那个圣灵降临下来，圣经给我们讲他的表记，对于神所救赎的人来讲，圣灵的表记就是一个鸽子。
And we know that a symbol for the Holy Spirit is a dove.
不是一只老虎。
It's not a lion.
所以很认识耶稣的人说，耶稣这个人的那个生命的气质就是一个 gentleman.
And so, people who know Jesus said that Jesus is like a gentleman.
记不记得启示录第三章二十节？耶稣邀请人一起来跟他同享生命的筵席。
So remember in the New Testament it says that Jesus invited people to join him in the feast.
那他那边说，我们看一下启示录第三章二十节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 7, verse 20.
这句话不仅是对没有信主的人讲，更是对基督徒讲的。
This is not just said to the non-believers, but also more importantly to the believers.
耶稣说：“我站在门外叩门。”
What chapter 7?
三章二十节。
Chapter 3, verse 20.
看哪，我站在门外叩门。若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
So, verse 20, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me.
他要跟我们一同坐席。
He wants to sit with us.
但是有一个门，
but there's a door.And he's outside of the door.
他说他想进来。
He says he wants to come in.
他想进到我们的生命中，跟我们一起同享生命的筵席。
He wants to come into our lives, into our hearts, so that he can enjoy the feast of life together.
他在我们的门外叩门。
He's knocking on the door. He's knocking on the door.In our heart, on our heart.
有一个世界名画，就画这一幅画。
There's a very famous painting in the world.
那个画家呢，从这边得到一个启示，所以他画里面那个门外面没有门把。
So the artist received a revelation from here, so that in the painting there is no doorknob on the door.
所以外面的人没有办法开那个门。
So the people outside cannot open the door.
这个门要开，一定要里面的人自己开。
In order for this door to be open, the people inside will have to open the door.
所以耶稣在那边叩门，开门的他就进去，你不开门，耶稣就不能进去。
So when Jesus knocks on the door, those who open the door, Jesus will enter. But if those who do not open the door, Jesus cannot enter it.
很多年以前，这一句圣经给我一个很大的启示。
Many years ago, this verse gave me a great revelation.
耶稣在那边敲门，我如果开门，我就是顺服他。
Jesus is knocking on the door, and if I open the door, I'm obeying him.
我就是接待他。
I am receiving him.
我就会享受他。
And I will enjoy him.
我1972年的夏天。
In the summer of 1972,
我第一次把我心门打开。欢迎耶稣进来。
That was the first time I opened up my heart to welcome Jesus into my heart.
在那之前的八个月，我听人家讲关于耶稣的事。
And before that, for 8 months, I heard about other testimonies about Jesus.
觉得很好，基督徒的信仰很好。
I thought it was really good that you know the faith that Christians have is really good.
我很想成为他们当中的一员。
I really wanted to become part of them.
因为他们的生命有光有爱。
Because their lives,
that's what 我看见的。
Because there is light and there is love in their lives, and that's what I saw.
那可是我就不知道怎么进处，不知道怎么成为这个样子。
But I didn't know how to become like that.
他们说啊，你就踏进羊圈。我说怎么踏进羊圈
？And they said that all you have to do is to join the sheep pen.And I said, how do you do that?
一直到有一天,
it wasn't until one day.
我跟耶稣祷告,
I prayed to Jesus.
耶稣,
Jesus, I'm going to open up my, the door of my heart to receive you.
好不好让我来经验你?
Is it okay for you to let me experience you?
那是我的老师跟我们讲的，神是可以经验的。
And back then, my teacher told us that, you know, God can be experienced.
他教我们大一英文一年。
He taught us English in our freshman year.
两个学期，应该说八个月，两个学期。
Two semesters, 8 months.
最后他送我们两个宝贵的字。
And he gave us 2 words.
Experience God.
Experience God. 经验神。
结果听到他这样子，最后两个人，一个就是我的同学，我们两个人都成为传道了，一个就是刘秀慧牧师。
And the two people who listened to his advice, there were two people and both of us became pastors.
那从那个时候开始。
And from then on,
我真的领受神奇妙的恩典。
I have received miraculous grace from the Lord.
那是1972年的七月。
And that was 1972.
现在是2017年的十二月。
And now is 2017 in December.
45年又五个月。
For 45 years and 5 months.
神荣耀的恩典，丰富的恩典。
God's glorious grace and abundant grace.
我没有基督教很丰富的背景，我是拜偶像家庭出来的。
I don't have the background of a Christian family. I came from a family full of idols.
只是当我读经或祷告或去聚会
，It's just that when I read the Bible or pray or go to the meetings,
我好像觉得耶稣喜欢我怎么做。
I have this nudge, as if telling me that what Jesus wants me to do.
好像耶稣在敲门。
And it was as if God is knocking on the door.
那个真的是神的怜悯。好像我自从我打开心门说要经验耶稣，好像我生命中每一件事都跟耶稣有关系。
And ever since I opened the door to experience God.A lot of things, everything that happened in my life has to do with Jesus.
所以我后来不能了解为什么有一些人爱耶稣，他们在政治的观点是跟耶稣不相合的。我就觉得很大的问号，怎么这样？
So later on, I had a big question when people who believe the Lord, yet they have different views that are not in alignment with what the Lord will want.
我信耶稣以后，就是不信的时候就没有。一旦打开心门，好像我生命的每一个点都是耶稣是主。
So that before I became a Christian, you know, there was nothing. But now that I open up my heart to receive Jesus, like every single part of my life, Jesus has to be Lord.
因为我自己认为我不是很聪明。
And I feel that I'm not very intelligent.
耶稣是神。
So, but God is the Lord. God is God.
我都服应他。
So Jesus is the God. So I obey him.
所以这个就是我刚刚讲的，就是当我知道耶稣喜欢这样。
So this is what I said. When I know that Jesus likes this way, I will work with him.
那就是向耶稣开门。
I will cooperate with him, and that it is opening doors to him.
他就进到我的生命中。
So that he can come into my life.
哦，那些日子太奇妙。
Those days are very miraculous.
So wonderful.
So wonderful.
所以奇异恩典，
实在
是我生命的歌。
Is a song for my life.
初信之时，极蒙恩惠。
So that in the beginning, when we were just new believers, we received God's grace.
经过许多的危险，都被平安的带过来。
Through a lot of dangers, God pulled us through, and you know, peacefully.
所以，真的，弟兄姊妹，神实在爱我们。
So Lord, it's real. So brothers and sisters, it's real. That the Lord really, that the God, our God, really loves us.
我不觉得我蠢，但是我觉得我很平庸。
I don't think I'm very dumb.But I think that I'm very
ordinary. I'm just ordinary. 但是我觉得我享受的福是 extraordinary 的，是特别的。
But I feel that the blessings that I've received from God is extraordinary.
我如果讲见证，可以讲很多箩筐给你们听。
If I share my testimonies, there's a lot of testimonies I can share.
今天我本来要请大家唱一首诗歌198首救恩救治最深的堕落。
Earlier I was going to have everyone sing the hymn. Okay, so
the from 那个最深的堕落。
I am saved from the deepest pit.
那因为找不到英文版本，我就放弃了。
So I couldn't find an English version of it, so I thought we'll sing another time.
那你知道？我怎么能够服说我是最深的堕落
？And so sometimes, how can we accept that we have fallen to the deepest pit?
我从小都在当好孩子啊。
So even when I was a kid, I wanted to be the best to do well.
我是礼貌学生。
I was a very polite child.
教官都说柯春佳是好学生。
Even the people in charge of the behaviors said that I was a very good child.
我毕业很多年，大学毕业很多年回去，他们都还认得我。你是好学生，怎么会忘记你？
Even after I graduated many, many years from the university, I went back to visit. They said, how can we ever forget you?
我不是在夸我，我是在讲事实。
I'm not trying to boast. I was
model student.
我
如果对别人我如果讲一句话，害别人去误会别人，哦，我的心就非常难过，
If I
要赶快去把事情摆正。
If I said something that made other people have a misunderstanding of another person, I would be very bothered by it, and I would quickly go back to the person and to rectify the situation.
所以，如果有人一开始说你是个罪人，我一定说。我才不信你这个 religion.
So that when if people come to me the first time and says you are a sinner, I wouldn't have, you know, received this religion.
我说神是伟大的编剧，是伟大的导演，他认识我们每一个人。
I said that God is a great director and scriptwriter because he knows each and every one of us.
他知道。可以怎么样赢得我的心
？He knows how to win our hearts.
他让很多他的荣耀跟美德 就在我的周边一直吸引我。
He led a lot of glory and beauty around me to draw me close to him.
那是我知道我没有办法，我从别的地方拿不到的。
And that is something that I know I cannot receive from anywhere else.
所以我就渴慕像基督徒那样有那样的生命。
So that's why I long like other long to be like other Christians to have that kind of life.
就在我渴慕有那样的生命的时候，我才发现我是一个罪人，我做不到。
And when I long to have that kind of life, I realize that I cannot do it, and for that I know I'm a sinner.
我们说万事互相效力，好事不好的事。Work together.
We said that all things work together for the good of the for God's glory, and everything works together.
我很多蒙祝福的事都是在很多蒙神大恩的时候，都是神责备我的时候。
And a lot of the times I receive God's great grace is when God is reprimanding me.
我跟牧师交往的时候的一个印证，其中有很多很多印证，其中有一个印证。
When I was dating, or when Pastor Chen and I were courting, there was a
是不是神的旨意要我们在一起
？There was a confirmation for whether or not we should be together.
那个就是诗歌里面有一句话，神说。我怎么能够那么虚伪？看见说我爱的人里边有罪，却不来责备他。
It's from one of the hymns in the Bible that how can I be false to see the one that I love has sinned and yet not reprimand her?
所以好多个时候我被责备。
So a lot of the times when I was reprimanded,
我回转。
I turn around.
我就蒙了大恩。
And then I receive the great grace.
所以，箴言说你要责备智慧人，他就爱你。
So in the Proverbs it says that you need to reprimand the people, wise people,
我反而爱那些 so they love you. 感谢那些责备我的人。
So I love those people who reprimand me, who corrects me.
他们是真正爱我的。
Because those are the people who really love me.
牧师常讲一句话，当面的责备胜过背地的爱情。
Pastor always says this verse from the Proverbs, and it basically says the reprimanding directly is better than hidden love.
Yeah. 他就是这样对我。
And that's how he treats me.
哦，当时都不容易。
At the time, it was not easy.
但是我必须要内里诚实的说，他讲的话是事实。
And I had to be truthful in the inner parts and say that what he said was true.
也许不是立刻改过来。
Maybe at the time I can't change myself immediately.
但是我看到我生命的缺陷。
But I could see the things in my life that I'm lacking.
渐渐的，我知道。如果不是神，我没有办法被改变。
And gradually, I realized that if it wasn't God, I cannot be changed.
所以，这个就是说我体会到什么叫做救恩、救治、罪神的堕落。
And
完全没有办法改变自己。
And this is when I experienced, you know, what it means to be in the deepest pit and to be for God to draw us out.
那个。
Because we cannot change ourselves.
罗马书第八章二十九节三十节。
In Romans chapter
8, 二十九三十节。
Verse 29 and 30.
我觉得这是我的体会哈。我觉得这两节在解说第八章二十八节。
And I think verses 29 and 30 are explaining verse 28.
为什么说？万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处呢。
Why does it say that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him?
因为那个第八章二十九节他就这样讲，因为神预先，对不起，因为 神预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And why? So it says, he answers it in verse 29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son.
使他儿子在许多弟兄中。
That he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
我们要像那个长子。
We need to be like that firstborn son.
你知道耶稣是那个落在地里的那一粒麦子。
You know, Jesus was the seed that fell in the ground.
我们是他这样死而结出来的子粒。
And we are the fruits that he, that after he has died and resurrected and grown, and we were the fruits of it.
所以他使我们重生的新生命有潜力。可以活出像耶稣那样。
So that the life, the new life that he has, the renewed life that he has given us, has the potential to have to be like his life.
如果耶稣没有重生我们，有他的生命，我们不可能效法他的。
If God didn't regenerate us to have such a life as his life,it's impossible for us to follow him. Because we have his life within us.
所以按着时候，他如果期许我们去怎么样做，他同时也是让我们有这个生命的能力，如果我们依靠他。
So in his time, when he wants us to do certain things, he will provide the power from within us to do such thing if we trust in him.
所以，第六章十一节他就这样讲。
So,
罗马书第六章十一节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 11 it says，
他说：“你们呢？你们向罪看自己是死的，因为耶稣替你死了。
”In the same way, you in the same way count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to Christ, to God in Christ Jesus。
也许我们生命中有一些东西是很不合神心意的。
Maybe there's something in our lives that does not please the Lord.
我们要让耶稣死的全能在那个上面把那个摧毁掉。
We want to let the power of death to the
nullify
that sin in our lives.
向神在基督耶稣里却单看自己是活的。
But alive to God in Christ Jesus.
我们信就是说，因为神在我里面，主耶稣既然要我这样，主耶稣一定会帮助我活出来，我就信从他，我不要想我自己，我就信从他。
If Jesus wants me to be in this way, He will help me have the power from within to live out that life.I don't have to think about myself. I just have to believe in the Lord, trust in the Lord.
主耶稣会帮助我们的。
Jesus will help us.
我们看三十节。
Let's look at verse 30.
神实际的行动哈，前面是神的一个
God's action.
他的一个计划。三十节，罗马书第八章三十节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 30.
那。神就实际行动，那种预先所定下的人招他们来。
And those he predestined, he also called.
那如果我们蒙招，我们招来了，神呢称我们为义。
And so if we are called by God, God called us righteous.
因为透过耶稣。
Because it's through Jesus,
神的保险替我们说话。
Jesus' blood speaks for us.
我怎么会蒙神呼召？就是表示说，主耶稣，我承认你在十字架上背负的罪，包括我的。
How can we be saved? It's because when we look upon the cross, when we admit, when we confess that the blood, that when Jesus died on the cross, He also died for my sin.
耶稣在十字架上死透了，灭绝罪身，包括那个就是我的，我的罪身也交付他来处理。
When Jesus was on the cross, when he nullified all the sins, those sins included my sin, and
我 identify 耶稣的死对我的过犯，对我的罪性，是为我。
I identify that God's Jesus' death on the cross is to nullify the sins, the sinful nature within my heart.
我如果这样相信，
if I believe in that,
我如果这样宣告，
if I proclaim in that,
那在信上，在这个死的上面跟神联合，
and if I am connected to God in this nullification.
那他的复活就信在复活的形状上跟他联合。
Then I will be able to be connected and to unite with God in His resurrection.
对，我们是这样经历生命的这个变化的。
And this is how we experience the transformation of our lives.
所以你看，尼布甲尼撒王有那么多的。那么伟大的见听闻看见那么伟大的见证。
So you see that the king,
Nebuchadnezzar,
has such a great wisdom and intelligence and knowledge of the world.
那我们要让这么伟大的神坐在别人身，这么伟大的神。也来坐在我们身上。
And we want such a great God to do the same work within ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在就是这个现在的这个时 These days 就是我们让神将来做工在我们生命中的时机。
These days is the opportunity, is the time for God to do such work within our hearts.
昨天呢，我跟学龙做了一件很对的事。
Yesterday I did a good thing with my daughter.
她的车超过200迈了，应该去换机油。
Her car needed to it was over by 200 miles to change the oil.
那她说：“妈妈，我去那边，我要在那边等，隔壁是 Burger King。”每一次吃 Burger King 的东西，我的肚子就不舒服。
So, if I, so my daughter told me that if I had to wait there next at the car mechanic, there's a fast food restaurant there, and that I don't really enjoy going.
那我要在哪里等
？So where should I wait?
那他也很爱心，想要帮我买一个棉被的一个 cover.
And so, She wanted to buy. She also wanted to buy something for me at IKEA.
啊，所以她说，妈妈，你要不要？我开一部车，你也开一部车。
So she asked me to drive the car with her.
我车放在那边修的时候，你就开车带我去 IKEA， 我们去买东西。
So when my car is getting fixed, you can bring me to IKEA.
结果我们去 Costco 去加油 ，Costco 加油很便宜。
Okay, get to the point. Okay.
就要回来的时候，就接到那个 mechanic 一个电话。
So,
你的车需要 major service.
So on our way back, we got a call from the car mechanic and says your car is in need of major service.
等着我们回去看是怎么回事。
So he was waiting for us to go back and see what happened.
Major service 那要花很多钱哦，会不会有1000多块了哈？他心里在想，就走到那边。
Yeah.
结果那个 manager 给我们打开看，哇，什么东西这样，什么东西这样，哦，后来我说，哦，感谢主，我说 ，so we are coming at the right time， 他说 yes， 那个 mechanic 跟他说，我说不然我们就会在危险中了，他说对。
So I asked the car mechanic, so we came at the right time, otherwise it would have been very dangerous, and he said yes.
因为第二天，礼拜一大早6:30以前，他就要开走了。 如果在半路上发生什么事，那不得了。
So, you know, in the morning, if something happens on the way to driving to work, it would not be good.
所以我们昨天在一个对的时候去做了一件该做的事。
So we went at the right time and did the right thing.
那现在是美国的邪恶的力量跟良善的力量在摔跤。
And right now it's the spiritual battle between the good and the evil spirits.
黑暗跟光明在摔跤。
The light and the dark.
神让川普总统当选。
God allow President Trump to become president.
我们暂时有一个机会可以不让邪恶的力量继续来控制我们。
For a little while, we can have a little bit of time not to be completely controlled by the evil power.
很多人这样讲，撒都牧师这样讲，我们自己也是这样感觉。
Pastor Sadhu also mentioned that
这些日子、这些年是我们要警醒预备自己的时候。
These days and these years.Is very important for us to be alert and awaken.
记不记得主耶稣要上十字架的时候，有一些妇女跟在后面哭。
Remember when Jesus was about to be nailed on the cross, there were some women following him. They were crying.
耶稣回头跟他们说，不要为我哭。
Jesus turned around and said, "Don't cry for me."
要为你们跟你们的孩子哭。
Cry for yourselves and your descendants.
耶稣讲一句话。
Jesus said one thing.
他说这些事，既坐在有汁水的树上。
He said these things, are done. Even these things are done unto the branch. The branch.
有汁水的树。
A branch, a living branch.
那。对不起，那枯干的树将来怎么样？
So what happens to the branch that are dried?
20:23:30.
So let's look at Luke.
不是31节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 23:31, verse 31.
这些事既行在有汁水的树上。
For if men do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?
我们一定要趁着这些年日，让我们里面有汁水，像耶稣一样。
We need to using the time that we have, we need to make sure that we have that life, we have that greenness in us, like Jesus' life.
因为未来的日子，谁敢说我一定不会遭遇灾难？
So in the because for the coming days, who can say that I will not experience disasters?
我不是在吓大家。
I'm not trying to scare people.
这是很聪明的做法。
This is a very wise decision.
因为圣经有应许，说如果你们被人家抓走了。你们不用思虑要讲什么话，到时候圣灵就会把该说的话给你们。
And God has already promised us that if we ever become persecuted, that at the time we do not need to worry about what to say or how to say it, but at the moment, at the right moment, the Holy Spirit will speak from within us.
以前受灾难的那些人，他们真的经验到这样的事。
So a lot of people who have been persecuted, a lot of Christians who were persecuted in the past, they really experienced this.
以前的圣徒，他们真的有很多，他们说他们受逼迫的时候，他们的那个话都不晓得是怎么来的，想一想都觉得很奇妙。
So when they were persecuted, a lot of the times the things that came out of their mouths, they didn't know where it came from, because those things, when I thought about it, were really miraculous.
他们说这些共产党员哦，听到那些话哈，他们应该都会信主，因为都是从神来的。
And they said that a lot of the people, especially the people who were persecuted in China, the words that they said, a lot of the communist member should, or maybe some of them did, become Christians because those words were directly from God.
那他们并不是所有的基督徒都这样蒙恩得胜。
But not all of the Christians receive such grace.
And 很多都倒掉。
Victorious.Victory. A lot of Christians fell.
差别是什么?
And what is the difference?
有一些趁着他们的机会跟神建立了关系。
Some people that while they have the opportunity build that relationship with the Lord.
是聪明的童女。
They are the wise virgins.
有灯预备油。
They have the lamp and they have the oil.
其他的呢?好像是愚拙的童女。
And the others seemed as if they were the unwise, foolish virgins.
机会一样，日子一样。
Same opportunity, same number of days.
可是他们没有趁着机会预备油。
But they didn't seize the opportunity to prepare the oil.
这个给我们警戒。
This gives us a warning.
因为圣经说，神不仅叫我们因信称义。
And because it says in the Bible that God not only help us to be called righteous by faith.
使徒约翰说我们也要行义，行神所喜悦的。
Paul also said that we also want to live out to do what's good, what pleases God.
那圣灵就会来使我们的生命诚意。
So that the Holy Spirit from within us will help us to become righteous.
我求神帮助我们。
I pray to God to help us.
所以这些日子我更加呼吁神的怜悯。
And so these days, I call unto God for His mercy.
Okay.我们就这样子，我就谈到这里。有一首歌，113首。
So there's a hymn.
颂赞诗选113。
113 in the Chinese version of
it. Oh Master, let me walk with thee. 主啊，让我跟你同行。就在日常的生活中，让我跟你同行。颂赞诗选113。我们用祷告的心来唱，你相信，你用心来跟神祷告，你用心来求告他，神都垂听的。113